So where have you been today? Can you talk anymore?
Let me get a drink, sorry. I started out at home voting with my son and my husband in Duanesburg, and then we headed up to Fort Plain and have been visiting poll sites and Fort Plain and then Amsterdam and headed down here, and I'll be heading down to Kingston and then back up to Albany, and I'll be waiting for the results in the headquarters in Gilderland.
And are you concerned, I guess, about the poll that came out yesterday or the day before? Wait, how do you, do they just poll people that don't have cell phones, or is it one of those things?
Well, I think that's one of the aspects of polling. You only are connecting with people who have a landline. So I don't put a lot of faith into the polls. To me, it's all about voter contact, making sure you're getting your message to people who then come out and vote for you. We've been knocking on thousands of doors and making thousands of phone calls since July. So I'm optimistic that at the end of the day, I'll be successful, and we're very happy with the turnout so far. And
that's what I was going to ask about. I mean, the last time was a presidential election, so it was a larger turnout. How do you sense it this time?
Well, when I look at the turnout numbers we've gotten so far, they're well ahead of the trend. So turnout's been strong in the morning, and we've got all day night to vote. So far it looks good on the turnout numbers.
Do you have one final message that you're trying to get across to voters today if they're still undecided at this point?
Well, clearly I'm the one who's been working really hard to have their voice in Albany heard, to help protect homeowners, property owners, reduce our local property taxes by making sure we're getting our fair share of state aid for education. I said I would go to Albany and work on that, and I did. And our school's got more money. That helps reduce the pressure on local property owners. We've got to help support our small businesses and our farms, because when they thrive, our whole economy thrives. We need more rural broadband internet access. That's something I've been working on and will continue to work on. And we need to get government to work better for the people. And those are all issues that I think are still important and resonate. And you got to get out and vote and send somebody who's actually going to do the hard work of representing you well in Albany.
I guess a final question we're asking everybody today is if you've heard of any last-minute campaign tricks or people calling on your behalf and saying things that, are you hearing about any last-minute shenanigans?
No, I haven't heard about shenanigans. I've visited a lot of polling sites and seen a lot of happy voters and people coming up and saying good luck and, we're rooting for you. So it's been a very positive day for me.
All right. So, do you expect to have a result tonight? Last time you didn't get seated until January 23rd or something.
Right. I'm working on a new nickname. It's Landslide Kachik, and hopefully we'll know the final outcome tonight. But whatever, I'm very, very optimistic, and I think at the end of the day, I'll be the one going back to Albany for the voters of the 46th Senate District.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Tom.
All right.